Good evening. I'd like to call this meeting of the Marion County Planning Commission to order. Before we get started, we've got kind of a full house tonight, so let me give you the order in which we will proceed with this hearing. This is a public hearing. We will start by having the Planning Commission report. Then we have the application, the applicants or their representative to testify. Next will be additional testimony and support, if there is any. And then anybody who wishes to speak in opposition. And then finally, general comment at the end. When we are done with testimony and hearing any evidence tonight, we have the opportunity to close the hearing and deliberate, or we can continue and make a ruling, or we can continue the public hearing for another date. Please make sure tonight that your cell phones are off. If you haven't muted those, please do so. Also, I'm going to limit your testimony to 5 minutes. Please try to stick to that as much as possible. We have a lot of people who want to testify tonight, and I want to be able to get them all through that and not be here at 1 o'clock in the morning. Also, please make sure your testimony is relevant to the hearing at hand. And with that, staff report.
For the record, this is John Speckman with Marion County Planning at 5155 Silverton Road Northeast, Salem, Oregon. The application before you today is for a conditional use permit to operate a towing business as a home occupation on a 22.45 acre lot in an exclusive farm use zone located at 17644 Painter Loop Northeast. The criteria for this application are found in Marion County Code 17-136-60A, which are the general conditional use criteria in the EFU zone, as well as 17-136-60C, which are the specific conditional use home occupation criteria in the EFU zone. Some of the comments submitted discuss criteria from Marion County Code 17-120-75 for home occupations, but this criteria does not apply to home occupations in the EFU zone. Potentially also important is Marion County Code 17-110-680, which in part provides that no permit for the use of land shall be issued if the subject property is in violation of any condition of any approval of a land use action or violation of a local ordinance, state law, or federal law. The subject property is located on the east side of the urban growth boundary for the city of Hubbard. The northern 20 acres contain a grass field that was previously in grass seed production and a large structure built with an agricultural exemption permit in 2024. The southern 2 acres contain the home site and the tow trucks. The applicant's tow trucks are being parked on the west side of the dwelling in a graveled area off the driveway that extends from Painter's Loop Northeast. Surrounding properties immediately adjacent to the north and east are zoned exclusive farm use and in current farm use. Properties to the east across Painter Loop Northeast are within the urban growth boundary for Hubbard, to the west across Painter Loop, and zoned urban transition. These parcels consist primarily of residential properties with the exception of a 10-acre property in farm use. To the south are a few properties zoned acreage residential and in use for rural residences. South of these rural residential properties across Painter Loop Northeast are EFU zone properties in use for farm operations and rural residences. Based on the information provided in the application statement and a site visit performed on May 19, 2025, staff recommended a conditional approval limiting the home occupation to only parking of the 5 tow trucks on the subject parcel. Staff finds that parking of these vehicles in the existing driveway for use only by the applicant and his son can meet the required criteria for a home occupation in the EFU zone. This recommendation is based on the application statement provided by the property owner and applicant, Brett Fobert. This recommendation of approval is also dependent on the agricultural structure located at the northern end of the property not being at all involved with this tow truck business. In the application statement and in subsequent conversations with staff, the applicant stated several things that have been called into question by neighbors after the hearing notice was sent out. Staff has received 9 letters of opposition, a petition in opposition, and some supplementary documents. These issues include that the applicant states he is involved with the farming activities of several other farms owned by his family. Comments from the neighbors state that the applicant has never actually been involved with these farming activities of other Fobert family members. Furthermore, the 20 acres in grass seed production on the parcel itself was previously farmed on lease by a neighbor. The grass seed that was grown on this property is a protected variety and cannot be harvested by the applicant. Without any evidence of involvement in agricultural activities on the subject parcel or on other family-owned parcels, the claim that the agricultural structure is being utilized for the storage and the maintenance of these family farm vehicles is problematic. There is active code enforcement regarding the tow truck business and an alleged automotive shop in the agricultural structure. This application is intended to clear both up by conditionally permitting the parking of the tow trucks and to clarify that any automotive work in the agricultural exempt building is related to farm activity of the applicant and his family. If that work is not related to the applicant's agricultural activity, then that aspect of the code enforcement will stand and the application cannot be approved as per the previously referenced section of Marion County Code 17-110-680. Images provided by neighbors show wrecked vehicles being brought to the subject parcel and specifically the agricultural exempt building. Neighbors also assert that the employee of the tow truck business is not in fact Mr. Fobert's son. If he does not live on the subject parcel, then the proposed home occupation will involve employee assembly and dispatch and therefore not meet the criteria of Marion County Code 17-136-60-C-1A. On May 19th, 2025, staff performed a site visit and saw the parking area of the tow trucks and the agricultural building. The tow trucks appeared clean and in good condition. The agricultural building had several vehicles and semi-trailers in the parking area around the entrance. The applicant stated the vehicles were all his and the trailers were and would be utilized for storage and transport of hay. Inside the agricultural building, there were 2 car lifts and mechanic tools, a truck retrofitted for spraying farm chemicals, many large chemical containers containing farm chemicals, agricultural fans, and equipment for raising chicks. Apart from these apparent farm uses were shelves with personal storage and storage of personal vehicles. Staff's recommendation of approval and recommended conditions were intended to delineate between the proposed home occupation, parking the tow trucks, and the agricultural and incidental personal use of the agricultural structure. Information provided by opponents and the previously mentioned issues with assertions made by the applicant call into question whether this application meets the required criteria. The applicant has been advised that all issues brought up by opponents must be adequately addressed to the satisfaction of the Planning Commission at this hearing. Staff's recommendation of approval is therefore rescinded until such time that the applicant has shown evidence to support the statements in his application, showing that the proposal does meet all applicable criteria and that conditions of approval can ensure continuous compliance with Marion County Code. And I will stand for any questions you may have.
Just a question again. You're rescinding your approval that was in the application?
Until the applicant can show at this hearing that the issues raised are not in fact true and that the applicant's statement is accurate, because we found the applicant's statement to meet the criteria.
Okay. Any other questions for staff? Okay, with that, I'll have the applicant's presentation. And please, when you come up tonight to the mic to testify or speak, please make sure that you give us your name and address first, and then you can testify. Anybody here for the applicant that wishes to testify? Yeah, hang on and we'll get you a chair. Yeah, Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Name and address, please.
Brett Fobert, 17644 Painter Loop Road, Northeast.
Okay. Proceed.
What was that?
Proceed with...
We are petitioning to park 5 tow trucks down at the south end of the property.
Okay. You've heard from staff today that there are concerns. Are you going to have any problem meeting those conditions? Okay. Any questions from anybody else?
I think staff indicated that they need the applicant to demonstrate compliance with the criteria granted the additional evidence submitted to the record by neighbors. Do I have that right, John?
That is correct.
So I would say that now is the time for the applicant to provide us with that information.
Okay, do we want to start, like, how do we want to?
Just go.
Okay. I don't know where to start. Honestly, don't know. Okay, so I know one of the issues is that they're, that we're not keeping it separate, and we do. I mean, there was a lot of issues brought up, and I don't know if I need to get to all of them in detail. I know one of the bigger ones was that there was a trailer with a reefer unit on it. That was owned by the farm. The truck that hauls it is farm. I have all the bills of sale. I have who we bought it from, who we sold it to. Correct. Where our trucks park, we were told one of the issues is that they're leaking oil or possibly leak oil. I have pictures of the gravel. I have pictures of the driveway. We have our truck serviced by a mechanic shop that lives one house down. He maintains all of our trucks. To my knowledge, he's good at what he does.
Another thing we heard was that we aren't working with the other family farms, but we're not working with the other Fobert farms. We're working with our family farm, which we're not a part of the other Foberts. We're just in our own little area.
Yeah, you need your name and address as well, too.
Tyler Bundy, 17644 Painter Loop Road, Northeast.
Thank you.
Some of the other... The other concern, and we did hear this, is that we were switching the 22.4 acres. We're switching all of it to accommodate for the towing, and we're not. We're only asking that the bottom portion, which is, .07 acres, which is just where the 5 trucks park, that those are the exception. Because I know the letter that was sent out from the county, which I never received in the mail, but I just received it today. It said on there, on the top of it, that 22 acres was being converted. And that was one thing that we saw over and over in the letters. It's not the 22 acres. It's 0.07 acres. And we are not a wrecking yard.
No.
By no means. Never want to be a wrecking yard. Never. Yeah. That was also another thing going around.
Anything else to add?
No. I think we're good there.
Any questions?
I've got a question.
Yes.
How do you operate a towing business without dispatch?
Like?
With 5 tow trucks.
It's only 2 drivers. So it depends what truck we need for the day. And this is what does everything. So we do local. So there's a mechanic on the road. We tow for him. We tow for one business, two businesses in town, and then we help out Les Schwab, Hubbard Fire Department. It's all like local stuff. So we're not on police rotation. We're not on county rotation. We're not on any of that.
So where do you take the vehicles that you tow?
It's always from either to their repair facility or, so if we get one from town, so we have two different vendors in town, if they call us, it goes straight to Diesel Dynamic. If Les Schwab calls, it's going to their lot. I mean, yeah.
Any other questions?
I mean, I know there's questions about a wrecked car that they have a picture of on the back of one of the tow trucks. That is on the property, but that is owned by me because I wrecked my car by a drunk driver hitting me. But, I mean, I didn't think that was against the rules of having a personal wrecked car.
Okay.
I mean, that was another question that I think John had brought up at one point is that if we do tow farm vehicles, we are allowed to tow our own vehicle. Like, we need to, at some point there has to be an understanding that if we have a truck breakdown, that it's going to get towed in. We're not going to hire somebody else to do it.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee?
Not yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, we'll have testimony and anybody else who is in support of the application. Is there anybody that wishes to testify in support tonight? Okay. Seeing none, we'll have the opportunity now for opponents to speak regarding the application, and your name will be called. And so,
it looks like everybody just opposing. So anybody that would like to testify? Would anybody like to come up and give a testimony in opposition? Okay.
Call them by name and see if they want to come.
Okay. Let's see. Lime Canivet? Lynn? Would you like to go on?
Good evening, and thanks for coming tonight. Please give us your name and address, please.
Lynn Canivet, 17585 Painter Loop Road, Northeast. The property in question is across the street in the neighbor's yard and then his yard. You have received from many of us documentation and pictures and such, so you've already got that out of the way. But you don't understand the fact side other than just what you are presented with, what the human side is. This applicant is someone who has the possibility of always taking an inch, going a mile, and then he gets caught. And then this type of situation happens. It's been done before. You've received documentation stating that. So this is why a lot of us, I think, are objecting. It's not so much that we're parking the vehicles because they have been there for a couple years now, but he got caught. That's why we're all here tonight. His previous business, he basically got kicked out because he didn't comply with the city of Hubbard and all that. But because of this hearing, we're already hearing from neighbors of retaliation just because we signed a petition. This, again, is the human side, and we shouldn't do because we have to do with the facts. Our concern is, as is stated, 22.45 acres. He's saying, oh no, only 0.7 acres or 0.7 acres. Is he going to rezone? Is he going to have to cut up his property? What is his farm? The family farm, what is that now? If he's saying he's not part of the Foberts, which of course they've denied having association with him anymore, but what is the family farm? That's another thing that I heard tonight that I'm just kind of going, okay, that's new. What about all the other vehicles over the years, the RVs, the boats, the other big trucks and stuff that have been parked on his property for years? And that's in all the extra outbuildings up on this one section near his residence. What are they for? Is he wheeling and dealing? Does he have a used car license? We don't know this. So his request is kind of like, you got caught, now you have to do something about it, but why didn't you do it before? Why didn't you comply like you were supposed to before? And now you're going around trying to point out neighbors' properties that are in violation to him to something else. So my question again is he going to rezone? Because he's not a farm. I mean, everybody knows the land that has productivity on it has been leased for years. All he's ever done with it lately is just cut the grass. That's all he can do. And farm equipment, yeah, maybe in the ag building, who knows? But we have a converted bus with a dump trailer behind it. What's a farm going to do with that? You know, and what is the farm if it's just the grass seed field? What is he farming, actually, that he needs all these big cargo trucks or semis? And he haul hay in enclosed containers? Doesn't it combust and do something to the hay quality if you do that with all the vehicles he's got in that building? So that's my concern is, are we going to see different land usage? A towing business can have an impound yard. Are we going to see that as we are in our neighborhoods? How much chemicals and stuff are on the property that we don't know about that gets into the little Brandy Creek that runs on his property on down and to the neighbors? We all are on wells, so of course we have environmental issues that we hope we can bring in a group, DEQ, to come and check it out, because we have issues also with smoke from his property that is very illegal. It's definitely not ag burning. It's plastics and other things and metals that at 2 o'clock in the morning I'm being woke up because my window's open and I can't breathe and I have a respiratory issue. So I'm very aware of certain things, and to be woken up with this chemical feel down your throat, no. And you know at 2 o'clock in the morning who it is. My other concern was where he wants to park the vehicles. There are trees real close to the fence because the driveway is just right there in the fence and the neighbor's trees. A spark catch those trees on fire very easily because of the parking spot that he is proposing and such. So anyway, it's just basically saying you can see in writing all those things, but you don't see what we've put up over the years by the applicant. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Don't go anywhere yet. I appreciate it. Don't go anywhere yet because we can ask questions.
Okay, yes.
Thank you for your testimony. Does anybody have any questions for her?
I do have a question. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate your testimony. Are there any conditions that could be imposed by the county that would suffice your concerns?
I don't know what the county do about cleaning it up. He had referenced in his applicant submission an eyesore of somebody else's property. His has been an eyesore for years. And now we add the ag building, which again, what are we farming? What is a family farm to him? Just making sure that the chemicals aren't being dumped in the drain at the end of the road by Painter Loop Road. We would like DEQ to come out and investigate for the smoke that is hazardous and other things that go on. We are very concerned with the 4th of July coming up because he puts on a very wonderful display, but definitely not with Oregon-approved fireworks. And there again, we've had neighbors outside with their hoses because his debris comes down in their yards and their trees and such. So we're concerned environmentally also with this. The parking of the things, like I said, he's been doing it for years. He got caught. And now he's having to apply. And again, if he is trying to separate, then rezone if that's a possibility for him. So, is that answer enough?
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
How long has he been operating the tow business from there?
I'm sorry?
How long has he been operating the tow business?
Well, he had originally an actual building in the Hubbard area on the Highway 99. And from my understanding, in 2022, there was a hearing with them, and they made him change things there. And then since then, he has moved the trucks to his, he's always had a transportation business. So he's always had trucks on his property that would go out of state and haul things and come on, and he'd post on his Facebook where he's been and what he's hauling and all that. But extra vehicles, RVs, boats, and that have always been going on since I've lived there. Well, I take that back. When we first moved in 26 years ago, his mom was alive, and that property looked really nice. But as time went on, it's become a junkyard look. Too many extra buildings.
Okay.
So several years. Several years.
Yeah, several years. I'd say within the last couple years, the tow trucks have shown up. Because he had to leave the Hubbard building.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Okay. I have a Mike Canavet. Would you like to testify? No? Okay. Cheryl Stolfer. Would you like to read it out loud? Okay. I'll have you hand that over to John on your way out. Or right here.
Or now.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Lyle Hendrickson.
Excuse me. My name's Lyle Hendrickson. I reside with my wife at 17571 Painter Loop Road, Northeast, Hubbard, Oregon 97032. I wrote this to be somewhat prepared for you all. On the conditional use application, it states the property owners of the subject property request the parking trucks that are insured, registered, and are on our personal residence area. Mr. Forbert stated that the company is owned and operated by himself and his son. That statement has been said, Mr. Forbert, that it is not so, that he does not have a son. The graveled parking area that has five or more at times of tow trucks, plus other multiple vehicles besides the tow trucks itself in the described site itself. We request that a postponement of this application, of which the site evaluation is to be done on the said property, for inspection of watershed, groundwater, fish, wildlife habitat, soil and stability, and water quality. The site in which he wishes to park his trucks is right at the edge of the drainage for Brandy Creek, which comes from across the road. That's the site of the drainage. It begins the drainage, goes under the road, and right beside or underneath where he is parking his tow trucks. And that then goes across his property and then enters into the Brandy Creek drainage, which is a year-round creek. Questionable situations that have occurred on the said home property, burial of questionable materials, burial of it, illegal burial of materials, the burning sites of questionable materials, and an illegal fireworks display that only someone with a pyrotechnician's permit could operate, leads me to believe that Mr. Fulbert would not operate a home occupation business for a towing company within the rules and laws of this county and state. In closing, this hearing needs to be postponed because of the staff report that was not made available 7 days prior to this hearing for us to review it and make it. I was sent out, it was sent out on 6/2/25 at 10 a.m. yesterday. This did not give adequate time for us to rebuttal from the community to postpone this, post their concerns. Thank you for your time and review, Lyle Hendrickson.
Any questions for Mr. Hendrickson?
I have a question for staff. Can you please respond to the 7-day statement for the your staff report?
It is accurate. The staff report was not posted to the website until yesterday when I was made aware that I forgot to post it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We do have someone that would like to call in to be an opposing party. Is it okay if I call them now?
That is something we have not done before, so.
We arranged this prior because they're not able to make it. It's the Thousand Friends representative.
I don't think we need to go to vote on it. I think it just is a matter of,
they just need to identify themselves for the record.
Yeah.
I will have them identify themselves.
Great.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Marion County Planning. I am going to go ahead and put you on speaker. Just so you know, you are on record, and we will have you state your name, occupation, and your address, please. Okay, go ahead.
Hello, my name is John Butterfield. I'm a staff attorney with 1000 Friends of Oregon. Our address is 340 Southeast 6th Avenue in Portland, Oregon, 97214.
Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you for the opportunity to testify this evening. I'd like to start with something that may have already been covered, but under Marion County Code, Section 17111060, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence, arguments, or testimony regarding the application. And given the unavailability of the staff report until yesterday, 1000 Friends would request the opportunity to present additional argument or testimony and ask the commission to either continue this hearing or leave the record open. With that request made, I'd like to highlight three quick points from the written comments that we submitted, which I would ask that the commission consider before making a decision. First, a commercial towing and trucking business is not an allowable home occupation, and that's made clear in multiple sections of the county code, but specifically 17-.136.060, subsection C1B, which requires a home occupation to be operated substantially in the dwelling or in other buildings. And the applicant's proposal here makes clear that the occupation that would be undertaken in this case is not going to occur in dwellings or in other buildings. And so it doesn't meet the definition of an allowable home occupation. If the commission were going to consider this occupation, a operations. As such, without a proper analysis of the impact from this commercial towing business on a complete inventory of ongoing farming practices in the nearby ESU area, the farm impact test cannot be satisfied. And the last point, I'd just like to direct the commission's attention that the staff report does not address Marion County Code Section 17.120.075, subsections J or K. J prohibits storage of equipment outside, which is clearly contemplated by the applicant's proposal here. And K prohibits locating more than one commercial vehicle on the property in association with any home occupation. And as noted in the applicant's proposal, there would certainly be more than one commercial vehicle. So thank you again for the opportunity to testify for the commission this evening.
Does the commission have any questions for him? Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and hang up the phone now, and this recording of this hearing will be available tomorrow morning online for you to view if you would like to.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Anyone left?
Okay. We do have another few people. Robert Campbell? Okay. Jerry Campbell. Janice Denley? Is that you? Maybe I read it wrong. Janice? Yes? Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Janice Derricks, and I live at 17571 Painter Loop Road Northeast in Hubbard, 97032. I'm reading this for one of the neighbors that was unable to make it, and her name is Rebecca Bowden. She lives at 17588 Painter Loop Road Northeast in Hubbard. Becky's property is directly south of Brett Probert's property. Currently has five tow trucks, a RV, a boat parked alongside his driveway on a gravel strip. More vehicles are parked alongside the southeast side of his property. His property was rented out in the past, the ground property, as grass, seed, and hay. But for the past 2 years, it has not been used for grass, seed, or hay. It's just a 22.4 acre lot, 4-5 lot. Since he is not using his property, therefore, as EFU. How much of his property will be used as storage for wrecked cars, RVs? Question. I am worried about the gas, oil, transmission fluids, etc., polluting the land, groundwater, and the air. Brandy Creek runs through his property. My wellhead is 5 feet and 10.5 inches from his property line. The environmental impact of a towing business located on the property is too high. Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Don Hill? No. Richard Cooley? Kathleen Heidel? Theodora?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you, commissioners, for being here and for your volunteer work. I do have...
I need your name, address.
Excuse me, Theodora Schreier. Would you like my physical address or my mailing address?
Either one.
My mailing address is P.O. Box 126, Hubbard, Oregon, 97032.
Thank you.
So I'm speaking on behalf of myself personally, but I am also speaking on behalf of my family farm, which is Manton A. Carl, LLC. And it's a farm that's been in business for 110 years on approximately 483 acres of property. We have 9 tax lots, and one of those tax lots, which is approximately 80 acres, I'm going to say 79 point something, is within 750 feet of the applicant's subject property. However, it is contiguous to all of the other 8 tax lots that are owned by Mantenay Carl LLC and that are 100% in agricultural production. Additionally, my husband and I own a separate 14-acre parcel of exclusive farm use farmland on the other side of Painter Loop Road, which is on Shank Road Northeast, which is also in farming. So before I begin about my personal concerns, I would like to enter into the record 3 items. One is acknowledgement from Mr. Speckman via email that there was in fact a delay in posting the staff recommendation to the public record until yesterday, and he's apologized for it, and I do not hold that against him, but I do want to say that I was looking for that staff report to be available to me to review prior to entering my testimony into the record. And when I was approaching the deadline of the testimony and that staff report was not available, I submitted my testimony prior to having the opportunity to review the staff report. So for that reason, I would like to ask for either a continuation of the hearing to a later date, or an open record period for additional comments to be submitted by myself and by other interested parties to address some of the concerns that have come up in the staff report. Now, I do think that Mr. Speckman acknowledged this evening that he has perhaps made some modifications to his recommendation, but I haven't had the chance to see what those are, so those I would also like to have the opportunity to review before I am able to respond. Do you have any questions about that request?
No.
Does that seem like a reasonable request that you might be able to grant this evening, to leave the record open or to have a continuation of the public hearing?
Maybe.
Okay, great. So that's the first item, is the email from Mr. Speckman just acknowledging. Turn that into the record for me. Mm-hmm. And thank you, John, for sending that. The second item that I want to enter into the record is a letter from Tanner Koenig. Koenig is farmer of TK Orchards and RK Farms. They are a large farming enterprise. They farm thousands of acres in the Willamette Valley, and they lease 300 acres of cropland from Mantenay Carl LLC, the family farm that I am a 35% owner of. And they raise filberts on our farmland. So I have a letter here from Tanner, and he has stated in his letter, and I have to get my glasses on so that I can see it. Do you mind if I read it into the record?
No, please do.
Hello, my name is Tanner Koenig. I am an agricultural producer and farm property off of Painter Loop Road and Carl Road. I am writing this because I would like everyone to know that conditional use permits allowing non-agricultural commercial uses on land that is zoned for agricultural use has negative impacts on community safety, agricultural production, and my business. The agricultural zoning law is to stop commercial development of lands that should be in agricultural production. That's what it is. That's what this is. there are not enough agricultural production areas, acres, and these unnecessary conversions to commercial acres, raising land rent and purchase prices, making it harder for farmers to survive economically. The added truck traffic is an ongoing safety concern for all members of our community on the roads, but it is amplified for me, my employees, and all agricultural producers moving equipment through these intersections and roads that are not built for or large enough for commercial traffic and our farm equipment. Please take this thing into consideration when making the decision on the conditional use for commercial non-ag development on our farmland. They aren't making any more.
Do you know how far away his property is from the subject property?
So the property that he farms, mm-hmm. that is owned by my family farm, is within 750 feet Perfect. Of the subject property.
Perfect. That's all I need. Any questions?
But he farms over 1,000 acres
I understand.
In the valley.
Yep, I understand.
Maybe 2,000.
Okay. Thank you.
Sally Peters?
Oh, I'm not done.
Sorry.
I'm just getting started. So the third item that I want to enter into the record, apparently there's only three. This letter is also from a local large family farming operation, Fobert Farms Incorporated. They are a Century Farm. They are located on Fobert Road, Northeast, which is off of Whiskey Hill Road. They farm primarily hops. They farm other commodities as well. They have been in business continually for over 100 years, and they are not affiliated with the Fobert Farm and Ranch LLC name that the applicant has recently registered for. My name is Shane Fobert, and I am a fourth-generation farmer in Hubbard, Oregon. My family farms hops, hazelnuts, grass seed, and wheat. I own and operate Fobert Farms Incorporated. Recently, I heard a distant relative, who I have never met until a couple of days ago, Brett Fobert, filed a business name with the Oregon Business Registry of Fobert Farm and Ranch. We are concerned that his name is very similar to ours and will cause confusion while we continue to conduct business. I will be contacting the Oregon Business Registry to discuss. We do not believe he should be allowed to do any business using that name while being less than 2 miles away from our Century Farm. To our knowledge, over the last 40 plus years, the farm, and he's referring to the subject's property, Mr. Fobert, has been leased out to commercial farmers. Leased out to other actual commercial farmers, except in the last 2 years. So I just want to say, as a family farmer, I'm a fourth generation farmer on my farm. Our daughter, she will be the fifth generation on our farm, and she intends to continue farming. And we have already experienced adverse impacts from the conversion of agricultural land into non-agricultural uses in the area surrounding our farm. And if this conditional use application is approved, it's a it's a slippery slope. It sets a precedent that you can allow a use that is not permitted outright in farmland, and it makes it more likely that in the future that farmland will be taken out of agricultural production. In this case, in this application, that farmland has already ceased to be out of agricultural production for the last 2 years because of Mr. Fobert asking to be released from the commercial lease that was in place for decades prior to that. So there's already been an adverse effect on his farmland, and there is going to be a perpetual adverse effect on surrounding farmland, because if it becomes more profitable for a farmer to apply for a permit for an ag-exempt building and then on the sly operate a non-agricultural business out of it and earn more money, then they're not going to keep the property in farming. And then the property is going to be unaffordable for families like mine who want to actually keep it in crop production. There's a reason why we have a land use planning system in this state. There's a reason why we have protections for high-value farmland, for resource land. It's so that farmers who want to farm can afford to farm and are not priced out of farmland. Once farmland is converted to a non-agricultural use, it never goes back into farming. Once farmland is paved over and somebody puts up a 15,000 square foot building and has a tow yard out of it, they don't go back and start farming it. And it's unfortunate because there is land available that's legally zoned for a commercial tow truck operation. There's industrial land for lease right now in Hubbard, in Aurora, in Woodburn, on 99E within 2 miles of the subject property. But why would a tow business want to pay a higher rent when they can try to do something under the radar on farmland? It's very important that the Planning Commission consider the letter of the law, the actual code in Marion Planning County Code of what are the review criteria for a conditional use home occupation application. I think that if you look very closely at the code and you compare it to the testimony that's been entered into the record and some of the applicant's own statements, you will see that he has failed to demonstrate that he is in compliance with what the code requires. And for that reason, I respectfully request that you deny this application.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions?
And I strongly ask you to please extend the record. We have 125 acres of forest land that we actively manage as forest land on our farm. And the statement in the staff report says there's no forest practices in the surrounding areas. That's truly false. I would be happy to submit evidence to the contrary. Had I known that was in the staff report, I would have had that prepared to present to you this evening. But I didn't have the opportunity to view that staff report until yesterday morning when Mr. Speckman emailed it to me. So it's really, really, really important that the public has time to adequately address some of the discrepancies that have been brought up tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Sally Peters.
named Petro? No? Michael Schreer?
Hello, Michael Schreier. I'm at 17564 Shank Road, and I'm married to Theodora and have partial ownership of the Matinee Carl Farm. I just wanted to point out a couple of things that I think have maybe been glossed over a little bit, in that if you go to B&T Towing's Facebook page, they advertise their business as being towing and transportation. So just the 4 or 5 subject towing vehicles is only one arm of that business. The other arm of that business, if you look on their Facebook page, are pictures of dually trucks and transportation trailers, the ones that, like he was talking about, that would haul probably the things for Sunbelt Rental or things like that. Those are parked, if you look at the pictures, those are the trailers that are parked in that tow yard that doesn't have anything to do with his business. I just think that if you look at the pictures and listen to the testimony, the applicant's application is not, it's not consistent and it's not reliable. I just hope you take that into consideration.
Any questions?
I have a question. I believe it's in the rules that we can't go seek additional information, so we rely on folks like yourself to enter this information into the record. So thank you for your testimony. My question was, do you want to submit any additional items into the record, and do you also find that leaving the record open would be helpful?
I would submit if it's left open. But I don't have anything prepared tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Last name on the list is Frank Henderson.
I'm Frank Henderson. I live at 17584 Painter Loop Road, northeast in Hubbard. I live adjacent Rhett's property that's in question, and the parking area that's in question. My main concern is that you leave leave it open for a little more time and testimony. I didn't get a chance to even look at the planning acknowledgement until this morning, and I have mixed feelings about that. My main concern is environmental. Groundwater, the wells that are all along the, everybody here has wells along that. So that is a concern, and just that the planning laws are followed. You know, whatever you decide, make a point of, we just want to make sure that everything is up and up, and whatever you do decide, it's followed. You know, I would say in the past, there's been questionable behavior right behind me. I'm not going to be specific, but just to say that, yeah, there's towing in there, and there's been other vehicles in there. So other than that, and I think he's come a ways with that. You know, in the last couple of years, he's tried to clean things up and make it better, you know, and I acknowledge that. And he's been a decent neighbor. You know, I don't have an issue. It's not personal. It's just I would really like to be sure the groundwater concerns are there, you know. And I realize the farming is, like Thea says, is important to stay in farming. So I'm a little mixed on it, and I need more time. That's what I have to say.
Any questions? Thank you. Appreciate it. Was there anybody that didn't get a chance to sign up that would like to testify tonight? Yes, please come forward.
Good evening, folks. My name's Chad Goffin. I am with the Marion County Code Enforcement, and this property is one of my cases. I was not planning on speaking tonight, but all these people kind of encouraged me to want to say something. Sorry, address is 100 High Street Northeast. Back on March 10th of this year, I received a complaint regarding this property and the towing business and the very large building that's been being used for possibly other things other than agricultural. Upon my first inspection that I did from the right-of-way, I noticed that there was six smaller utility-sized personal use trailers, one semi-truck, three semi-trailers, three gooseneck flatbed trailers, one junked out Class A RV, a school bus, multiple personal vehicles as pickups, minivans, whatnot. Also wanted to mention that when the building was built, I also noticed that there is electrical work done in the building that were not permitted. There is some sort of a heating unit in the building. I don't know if it's a pellet stove, wood stove, that also was installed without any kind of permit required by the county. Upon my inspection out there, I've seen a lot of what, in my opinion, would be non-agricultural vehicles, as my list just mentioned. I grew up working on my family farm, and we had tractors and combines and plows. I mean, we had everything all over the place. The whole time I've seen one small John Deere tractor. My two inspections that I was out there was shortly after the complaint came in. My first inspection was March 12th. My second inspection was May 9th. Shortly before May 19th of this year, John Speckman and I were invited to go out to the property and do an inspection. We were going to be accompanied by Mr. Fobert. The day before the inspection, Mr. Fobert changed his mind and did not want me to enter the premises and do any kind of inspections for me, and he only allowed Mr. Speckman on the premises. I found that a little suspicious. That's all I have today.
Have you filed any violations against him?
I have sent him two letters notifying him of county violations.
Thank you. Any questions?
I have a question. I just want to clarify, you're saying there's active code compliance on the site. Yes?
Compliance?
Is there a active violation?
Yes.
Thank you. Was there anybody else who wished to testify tonight? You already have. That's up to us. All right, let's go.
Theodora Schreier, P.O. Box 126, Hubbard, Oregon, 97032. I called Marion County and I complained to the code enforcement officer. I noticed all of the things that the code enforcement officer described on the property that had been going on for months, if not, you know, up to a year since he constructed his 15,000 square foot building under the ag exempt permit that he applied for with Marion County. I have noticed a trend in the last, let's say, month or so that there has been an obvious effort to I don't want to say disguise, but make less obvious some of the more blatant code violations that were going on the subject property, particularly in the yard of the agricultural exempt building. And there's been a lot less opportunity to see what's going on inside of the yard because the gate is closed most of the time. And I think in recent weeks, there has also been efforts on, I assume, the applicant's part to give more of the appearance of some type of farming operation by building some kind of animal enclosure behind the 15,000 square foot metal building and perhaps raising some poultry or other animals in that building and filing for a Fobert Farm Ranch LLC business name with the Secretary of State and putting up a family Fobert family farm sign in front of his building. And it's my opinion, it's not fact, but it's my observation that there's been an effort to deflect attention away from the towing and transport business and the dually trucks and the flatwood trailers and the wrecked cars and the wrecked semi-trailers and the box trucks and the RVs and hide some of that behind the fence and put some more visible farming accoutrements outside of the fence and outside of the exterior of the building. So that being said, the intent of exclusive farm use zoning land and in order to meet, farm deferral status, you have to be actively farming your entire farming parcel for the intention to make profit. Not raising a few chickens and putting up a farm sign and registering a couple trucks in a farm name and putting a sign on the side of your trucks. So, that's not the issue. The issue is meeting the code. I really want you to look at the code and if he has...
Believe me, we do.
Okay. But you said that observations are important and I'm only reporting what I've observed personally.
I understand.
So thank you for giving me the opportunity to come back up and...
You're welcome.
...make that statement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, we are at the point in the hearing where we can either close the hearing for both public and written testimony, or we can deliberate, or we can continue the hearing to another date. Is there any, you're right, thank you. Is there any rebuttal for the applicant?
Oh, like we come up and talk?
Yes.
My name is Brett Fobert, 17644 Painter Loop Road, Hubbard, Oregon. I hear the concerns. My well is within the same area. I have it tested yearly. I've never had issues with it. Our trucks don't bring in any fluids. We're not dumping things down a drain. We're not putting things in the creek. Over the last couple of years, since 22, we've started cleaning the property up. It used to be a mess. We've got rid of garbage trailers. We've cleaned up a lot. I get the concerns. We had a lot of financial and personal issues, and I ended up having to sell my own personal place. I've had to sell some rentals off. When mom passed away, which was in 22, And then that was when we started turning things around. The lease was broke from the current people due to the death of the person that was leasing it, which was my mom. That's how that lease was broke. When we were stationed in Hubbard, we had a condition of approval. The reason we left there is because rent went from $4,000 to $4,800 a month. And the rent went up 2 months after mom had passed. And because I had to take over the mortgage at the property and deal with everything else going on, including selling my personal property, I had to move back to the farm and deal with everything there. So there has been a lot of transition. We've tried to clean up. We try to be decent neighbors. There's a couple people that we've helped tow. We do it for next to nothing. And yet they still wrote a letter in, which if they're going to use the service, if they're, you know, if they're buying eggs from us, I mean, yeah. It's real disheartening that we reach out and help people out, and then it just, you know. Yeah. What are you thinking?
My name is Tyler Bundy, 17644 Painter Loop Road. I heard some concerns that I am not his son, and I just want to let everybody know that he is not my biological dad. My biological dad is down the road. He's not in my life. I don't count myself as related to him. I want nothing to do with him. He's pretty much never been there for me. And for the past 11 to 12 years, I have lived or been with him on his property, in his house. Him and his mom took care of me. It even says it in his mom's obituary that they took care of me for the past, I think it was 8 years when she passed away.
Yep.
So, I mean, people can say that I'm not his son. Biologically, I'm not. But that's the way I count him as my father. And then, yeah.
Thank you. Any questions for the applicant? You can.
My name is Stanley Birch. In my youth, I worked for a towing company down in California. I worked for TriMet as a bus mechanic up in Portland. And vehicles parked, no matter how well they maintain, they're dumping fluid on the ground. If a truck, good truck, is run and it heats up, all of the pipes, the clamps, and everything expands. And when they contract, they start leaking fluid, like coolant. Coolant is a very toxic poison that kills animals if they ingest it. Some of the pictures, I saw a lot of oil on the ground. You have gravel roads. That stuff goes into the gravel roads and then into the ground. We always had concrete roads and collections of these things either hauled away, or we had equipment to treat the fluids that escaped from the buses. And our buses did not sit out in the yard that needed repair. They sat inside the shop where we repaired oil lines, fuel lines, coolant lines, and things like that. And I don't care how well things are repaired or look nice, you're losing fluids onto the ground. And it's that simple. Sorry.
Any other questions or comments?
I understand the truck leaking thing, but there's also the, like we talked about, there's a neighboring property right across from us. He has a full-on diesel mechanic shop. We're friends with him. We get along with him. We even tow stuff with him or for him.
We tow everything.
And
for him.
You have to drive straight across the creek to get into his shop, where if any truck's going in there leaking fluid or dripping fluid because they just did an oil change, it's going to do the same thing. It's going to drip right into the creek. Our trucks are not parked on top of the creek. They're parked about 10 to 15 feet away from the creek. So it's not like we're parking above the creek.
It's not a actual creek.
And they don't sit there.
It was
run.
Filled in by the previous farmer.
Yes.
He filled in about 15 feet. So it is not actively flowing until you get past our property. But he filled it in to farm.
Okay. Anything else? Gentlemen, thank you.
Gravel road, just curious, gravel road, you were just referring in general, or was that in our area?
In general.
Okay, I was gonna say, we don't go down gravel roads, but I do know one of the things, we have a gravel driveway, we were looking at paving that at one point, and even paving under them would not be a hard ask. I mean, you know, we're looking probably 60 grand for that, so I mean, we'd have to have a couple months, but yeah, I mean, if it was parking them on asphalt or concrete.
Well, asphalt, it'll go right through the concrete.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, gentlemen. I would entertain motion. Okay, go.
On the conditional use, the part about parking one commercial vehicle, you refresh our memory on exactly what that is?
17.120.075.
Yes, that section does not refer to conditional use home occupations on EFU, but is used for conditional use home occupations on acreage residential properties.
So on EFU, that particular condition then doesn't apply?
Exactly. The EFU has its own specific home oc code in 060C. 17.136.060C is the specific conditional use home occupation criteria for EFU.
So on the code for EFU, is there any restrictions on vehicles, parking?
No, there's not. There is the statement that was brought up earlier about operation primarily within the dwelling or associated structures, not agricultural structures, but there is no parking limitation.
John, how would someone know that 17.120 doesn't apply to EFU?
Let me pull that up. Under 17.136.060 conditional use review criteria within the EFU zone, there's the general criteria under A, including the farm impacts test, and down on C is home occupations, and it says, notwithstanding Marion County Code 17.110.270 and 17.120.75, home occupations, including the parking of vehicles in conjunction with the home occupation and bed and breakfast inns, are subject to the following criteria. So it starts off by saying notwithstanding that section.
Right. Okay, thank you for saying that. I have another question for John.
Go ahead.
Okay. I want to turn our attention to 17.110.680. Can you please speak to that section of the code? We heard from the compliance officer that there's active violations.
Yes, let me pull that up. I referenced it in the staff summary, but did not read it in full. So 17.110.680, administration of the title. Is a long section, so I won't read the whole thing.
Can you just read at least chapter or paragraphs 1 and 2?
Yes. This title shall be jointly administered by the county building official and by the director or designee. The building official and the director or other designated officer, prior to issuing any permit pertaining to the use of land or structures, or the erection or alteration of any structure, shall ascertain that the proposed use or construction shall in all ways conform to the requirements set forth in this title. No permit for the use of land or structures or for the alteration or construction of any structure shall be issued, and no land use approval shall be granted if the land for which the permit or approval is sought is being used in violation of any condition of approval of any land use action, is in violation of local, state, or federal law, except federal laws related to marijuana, or is being used or has been divided in violation of the provisions of this title unless issuance of the permit or land use approval would correct the violation.
So can we understand more clearly what the violation is and how the conditions proposed in the staff report would correct it?
Yes, the violations are technically threefold. I referred to one of them. Another was solid waste, which is a pretty easy one to clear up. But the two primary violations were the alleged automotive mechanic shop in an agricultural exempt building and operation of a tow truck business on an EFU parcel. So the goal with this application was to clearly delineate between the two and to authorize the tow truck business as a home conditional use home occupation. That is why the issue arose about the agricultural exempt building and whether or not the applicant was actually farming the property or involved in any family farms in the area. Because without any agricultural activity, the presence of some agricultural equipment in that ag-exempt building does not make sense. And the lifts for the vehicles that are purportedly involved in the family farm, similarly, that it doesn't mesh.
Thank you. I have more questions.
Go ahead.
Thank you. In your staff report on page 6, it should be letter F. I think it says A.
You are correct.
The property, dwelling, or other buildings shall not be used for assembly or dispatch of employees to other locations. How is this not dispatching to other locations?
The applicant, and I'm going to continue referring to him as the son, Mr. Bundy, both live at the location. So in the process of operating the tow truck business, they do leave the property, which could be considered dispatch. In looking at this, I consider that the same as driving to work, that they leave the property to go do work, and then they return to it. Generally, when we're thinking about assembly and dispatch, we're talking about employees coming and then leaving. But these are people who live on the property coming and going. That is why the point about whether or not Mr. Bundy was a son in a literal or figurative means and whether or not he lived there was a point of contention brought up by the neighbors.
Can you point us to the sections of code that support your finding that this is the same as leaving for work and it's not dispatch?
It was an interpretation of my own, not backed up by code.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for staff?
I have one more question.
One more question.
Sorry, I'm a troublemaker on the board. Is there a section of code that describes that the applicant has the burden of proof in the case and the burden does not fall to staff?
I cannot remember where the section is.
But it exists.
It does exist.
It does exist.
And
thank you.
I was told that I should consider the dispatch interpretation also a planning director interpretation.
Okay. Do we have a formal interpretation that has been entered into the record? Austin?
Austin Barnes, Marion County Planning, mailing address 5155 Silverton Road Northeast. So I don't have I could find other home occupation code or home occupations where we've interpreted that this way. But what we've historically done in the past is, let's say we do a home occupation for a painting business and the painting van and the paint is stored at the house that the person is doing the home occupation. We allow them to drive to their different job sites, paint the houses, or if you do pressure washing or other sorts of things like that, and then they do their job, and then they return to the house with their van and their paint at night. That's how we viewed this application, where as long as no other equipment or cars were returning to the property, just the person and the tow truck it wouldn't technically be a dispatch because since they weren't bringing the work back to the subject property.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other more questions for staff? Now let's talk about motions. Again, we can leave the hearing open. We can close the hearing to written testimony. We can close it to oral testimony and or both. And we can also set a condition for deliberation tonight and make a recommendation. Or we can set a specific date to look at this again in the future after more testimony is given if we so decide to do that. So with that, do we have any motions?
I will try to make a motion so that we can get to discussion. I would move denial of this application.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor to deny the application. Is there any discussion?
There has to be a second.
True, second.
Well, second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to deny the application tonight. Any further discussion?
I have some things to say. So my line of questioning was all, of course, leading up to me discussing this with you all. But the first thing that I would say is that the applicant has the burden of proof. If you look at the materials that were submitted into our packet, there was a very limited explanation from the applicant on how their use won't be impactful to adjacent farm uses. I think we heard a lot of eloquent testimony from abutting farm operators of how this could impact their property. And again, the burden of proof is not on the neighbors, it's on the applicant. As a land use consultant in this town, I've brought properties to Marion County that have active code violations, and I've been stopped from any further action until I clean up the violations based on 17.110.680. So although we may be able to remedy the violations through the imposition of conditions or even the approval of this application, previously applicants have been made to clean up the violation first and then come in without a violation asking for the permission rather than the forgiveness. So I'll just start the discussion there.
Anybody have anything else they would like to add?
I agree with what she's saying, that there's a violation that haven't been cleaned up and taken care of. Shouldn't be approved until at least that's...
Okay. With that, I'll call for the question. We have a motion and a second on the floor to deny this application. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are done.